Dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Okay, now mommy's on the phone.
Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Yeah, Walmart suppliers, we've got a fun one for you today. Walmart has released the summer reboot you were not looking forward to. On Time and In Full is back. So what does this mean as we jump into back to school and now we've got holiday on the horizon? Well, our old friend Mr. Terry Clear is going to join us next to talk about Walmart's recent announcement, the COVID-19 impact, and how Ethan Walton can get your OTIF fines under control. Stay with us.
Please hold for the next available representative. Average wait time is 30 seconds. Please stay on the line. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Mr. Terry Clear is our Director of Replenishment and Sales Insights, and he was nice enough to join us here on the podcast again. Great to see you again, Terry. Thank you for doing this.
Happy as always, Jared.
All right. First of all, let's talk about the hot topic, OTIF fines, for just a second. So in earlier this year, you know, given how COVID-19 really impacted supply chain, Walmart waived their OTIF fines for a few months. What impact did you see that had on suppliers?
Well, I think suppliers kind of had a sigh of relief. There was a lot of disruption related to COVID-19, and we didn't know what the demand was going to be or how the supply chain may get impacted. So Walmart said, we'll give you a pass on the OTIF fines for a few months. I think that perhaps some of the suppliers may have let their guard down a little bit.
Sure.
And did not expect that OTIF was going to come back.
And so Walmart waives the OTIF fines for several months. And like you say, the suppliers had this little sigh of relief. Recently, Walmart sends out a communication to all of its supplier partners. What did that say?
Well, it really referenced the fact that we've reached a period of stability and that business is returning to more normal environment. Therefore, Walmart is no longer going to waive OTIF. So the first month that OTIF fines will be reinstituted will be the month of June, weeks 17 through 21 must arrive by dates. And some suppliers were maybe unprepared for this and not ready for the reintroduction of OTIF.
For anyone listening who has never worked with Ethan Walton, I want to talk about you and your team for a second. When you sit down with that supplier and they're paying these outrageous monthly OTIF fines, what's one of the first things that you get a chance to discuss with them?
Well, I really talk about fill rate and the order forecast. Walmart provides to the suppliers the order forecast through decision support. And suppliers should be utilizing that to get a directionally accurate forecast of what Walmart is going to order from them for the next several weeks. Now, the actual purchase orders will not be exactly what the order forecast is, but it's directionally accurate and should give you guidance. And with that guidance, you should be able to fill the purchase orders every time. Once you're able to do that, then we can address the on-time part and make sure you're getting a good on-time delivery performance from your carriers.
I would imagine, Terry, that we've got suppliers who, you know, like you say, they really enjoy that sigh of relief of having the OTIF fines waived. We may even have some suppliers that came on board with Walmart during that time, and so they may be experiencing these, you know, OTIF penalties for the very first time. In the very beginning of the process, are there some really simple things that a supplier can look at to kind of get those OTIF fines under control?
Well, again, it is simple. Just fill the purchase order and deliver it on time. I know there's a lot more to it than that, but that's really all Walmart wants. Walmart places a purchase order with the supplier, and they simply want the supplier to fill the purchase order and deliver it on time. And with the order forecast, the supply plan, suppliers have the ability to evaluate future purchase orders or future projected purchase orders and should be able to work with their supply chain to understand here's what next week's and the following week's purchase orders will probably look like. Let's be prepared to fill those purchase orders.
I know a lot of Walmart suppliers listening, they're familiar with Ethan Walton's classes on time in full and how we take them through the process. But if a supplier really wants to sit down and eliminate their OTIF fines, we actually have a whole team that will take them through that process and actually look at every link in their supply chain. So this time of year, especially, we've got back to school that's coming up. We've got holiday on the horizon. Tell us how your team helps these suppliers really manage that OTIF penalty nightmare and get it under control as we go into this season?
Well, the two things that we can really work on is over-indexing on the front end. In other words, you're having a back-to-school period or a holiday period. Let's have plenty of inventory at the start of that period. And if it's a little too much on the supplier's side, at least you're then able to consume that inventory as the event moves forward. However, if you're too lean or you're light on inventory at the beginning and you start having unfilled purchase orders, you are chasing for the rest of the season, and that's a really bad place to be in. So I try to get suppliers to be prepared for the first purchase order and be prepared for higher than expected purchase orders those first few weeks. Does that mean sometimes they're a little heavy on inventory? Yes, but how do you want to be wrong? Do you want to have too much inventory in your warehouse that you're then going to work to consume throughout the selling period? Or are you going to have not enough inventory and constantly be chasing?
And if you're a Walmart supplier and you're tired of looking at those OTIF penalties every month, I've got a link out in our podcast description where you can get a hold of Terry Clear and his team. All you have to do is let us know how to get a hold of you this week, and we will contact you and go through your OTIF fines for a free 15-minute consultation. Terry Clear, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Jared Davis.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.